Welcome to Moment in Ministry, hosted by Pastor Steve Dameron.
It's not so much a race problem as it is an internal problem.
Yeah.
Okay, if you can't get along with someone with the same color of skin, don't say it's a race issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And also, I see that I kind of, all right, so I've got two, one from Nigeria, one from South Chicago, and here's two brothers in Christ, and yet I'm the white guy here, mm-hmm. you know, and so I, like, even when you say some of those things, I'm thinking, well, I don't know though, like between us, I don't know if you had a need, I'd do whatever I could mm-hmm. to give it to you, and I believe you'd do the mm-hmm. same for me, mm-hmm. and I think that's what Christ does, and that's what I see more with our society and globally. It's especially in America, it's a breakdown of biblical principles.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The hatred is off the charts to me.
Yeah.
And then it justifies, well, I deserve to do this wrong and heinous wrong things yep. just because, well, they treated me wrong.
Right.
And I'm like, well, where is that in Scripture?
Now, when that spills over into Bible-believing churches, that's where we have a problem.
Yes.
Because we're trying to reach a lost world, and yep. we will never reach them by becoming like them.
Yes.
And so if we allow their jaded philosophy that is not scriptural to seep into our good churches and our yep. good homes, then the devil has won a battle.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, so then going back to this idea of the Bible and racism, and especially you're dealing in South Chicago. So what are some things that you think that you've been able to at least help, at least start the process of teaching your people?
Forgiveness.
Yeah.
Forgiveness. that's a big thing.
Yeah.
It started with me, though. I had to forgive a black man, and that was my father, who was never there. And I have a father that was a black man that was never there, and I chose to forgive him.
Yeah.
And so if we don't start with forgiveness and letting some of these things go and stop allowing it to become this struggle that we can't separate ourselves from with the help of God, then we'll never be able to go forward. Forgiveness.
So what's interesting is I just sat down with somebody yesterday, and I was telling them that they've got to teach that. I said there's two things. There's forgiveness, and forgiveness will lead to bitterness
mm-hmm.
if it's not dealt with properly. And even myself as a Christian, and I was talking with this one man. I said, you and I both have had really bad things happen to us. I said, if I hang on to those, then what's going to happen to me?
Yeah.
And that's what it seems. And you probably studied it. Forgiveness leads to bitterness, and one of the fruits of bitterness is hatred.
Yes.
And that's what I think we see. And it's just like, well, and most of these people, you know this, could bad things happen to you, yes, and somebody said something yep. mean to you, and somebody maybe withheld something, and they cheated you. But some of that is not always tied to my skin color.
Correct. Absolutely. And that's where not only forgiveness, but mm-hmm. but secondly, there needs to be biblical confrontation.
Yes.
In other words, if I truly feel that I have had an injustice done to me, instead yeah. of holding on to that and letting it stew and becoming a bitter person, if I feel it's race or if I feel it's anything,
yeah.
if I have aught, then I need to come to you yeah. and work that out. And yes. I think so many people in our good churches over the years of color
yes.
That are in churches that may be predominantly white.
Yeah.
Will hold on to things over the years. And maybe they were done wrong, yeah. but they never dealt with it.
Yes.
And they never went to people and dealt with it in a biblical manner.
Right.
And now it's become full-blown bitterness.
Yeah.
And that's become part of their worldview, unfortunately.
Yeah. So, appreciate that. I don't know if you have...
Yes. Another thing I'll just say to that is, you know, just that idea of forgiveness.
Yeah.
You know, you go down through time and there's always something someone has done to you before that you would... you know, hold it against them. You know, going back to Africa, you have different tribes and they have this, you know, historical events that have happened, you know, a long time ago
right.
that they're still holding against each other, you know, because a war happened in, you know, 50 years ago or 100 years ago
right.
and so a person's uncle was killed or so a person's right. king was killed and, you know, they're still bitter and hate the other tribe because
right.
of that.
And that's what, and you're right. It could yeah. be 50, it could be 100 yeah. years. So yeah. if it's 100 years ago, mm-hmm. there's really no connection
yeah.
to you.
Yeah, there's no connection at all. There's right. no connection at all.
Right.
And another thing that, I don't know if you're going to go into this part, is another thing that is really a big problem there is religion. You have two different, especially Islam. You have Islam, and we all know, studying Islam, there is a very big tilt towards hate.
Oh, yeah.
Hating the infidels and hating those that are not like you. And, you know, the Quran actually tells you to kill them.
Right.
You know, kill them and get rid of them. And that, you know, engrafted into a society, engrafted into a people, will actually create more hatred and create more bitterness towards other people. And before you know it, you have, you know, racism between two people that are pretty much alike.
Yeah. yeah.
And
which that would touch a lot with Chicago. Chicago is known for you would know the term, but it's they say it's a religion, but basically it's the underlying is not the Bible, it's more racism.
Mm-hmm.
And they have propagated that, and what happens is when that's the foundation instead of the Bible, you're gonna drive a lot of hatred.
Yes. Yeah. And again, within the context of a local church, I have to ask how much of this is truly race. Just like you mm-hmm. said.
Yeah.
In our church, predominantly black, there are at times conflict.
Yeah.
Many times between brother and sister. Yeah. And what's the problem there? Is it racism?
Yeah.
And so we have to be careful that we don't just paint something as racism when it could be another difference that could be worked out one-on-one.
Yes.
And so we need to do more biblical confrontation to work on our problems instead of harboring and letting it turn into bitterness and hatred.
Yeah, it's just a little bit on that. In this day and age, a lot of things are categorized in a big general lump.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to get specific. Nobody wants to get to the point.
Correct.
And so you have a problem like that in the church, and people just call it racism.
Yeah.
They don't really go to the root of the problem.
Right. It's broad-brushed. It's almost like something you can't grab a hold of.
Yes. Yes.
And so then it can stay nebulous, and then you can just, and you can stay mad.
Yes.
You have to stay mad and angry.
Honest dialogue where we can actually speak about things that maybe we have done wrong, maybe
right.
some past injustices, and call it what it is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But at the same time, being willing to, as things come up, go to our brother and sister
yes.
and say, hey, we need to talk about this
yeah.
and working it out, and instead of letting it become bitterness and hatred.